The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back, y'all. And we have to be respectful because our next topic is an expert in disrespect. You might say he might have a doctorate in disrespect. We are going to be talking all about Dr. Disrespect's brand new book, his autobiography, Violence, Speed, and Momentum. Or it's just Momentum, but and Momentum, I guess. We should get it right. He'll yell at us if we get it wrong.
It's just three words: violence, speed, momentum. That's how he talks. You don't need a word and. It's just violence, speed, momentum. It's way of life.
Facts. The facts.
Just all the facts. And you're underselling it just a little bit because it's the most anticipated book of the century.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, it is the most anticipated book of the century. And it's not on sale yet, y'all. It's on sale March 30th. If you're looking for heavy reading, if you're looking for difficult reading, this is not your book. This is, let me just tell you, because there's a lot of pages in the back, 233 pages of just enjoyment, ladies and gentlemen. And it's light. It's not heavy. You would look at it and think it would be heavy, but it's not. It's light. 233 pages. Easy reading. And like, he has entire pages in here that are just like as recounted by him for his gaming career. I love this book so much. I love this book.
It's a great book. So it's him telling his story the Dr. Disrespect way. And throughout the book, he tells his history growing up and all the ridiculousness and what have you and how he became Dr. Disrespect. But at the same time, he's arguing with the editor in every chapter.
He is. And if you think this is ghostwritten, it's not at all. This is entirely in his voice.
Yeah.
Entirely.
You can tell. If you ever watched him on Twitch or now on YouTube, you know how he sounds, which means when you read the book, it is clearly him talking. It's not your typical, you know, hey, this is how my life went, yada, yada, yada. No. Oh, no. It's him telling the story the way he would tell it. Over the top, larger than life, full of personality. And that's what makes this book really good.
Yeah. It's definitely full of personality. So like I said, if you want an enjoyable read, if you want an easy read, if you just want some really good stories about his life, this is your book.
It is. And for any Dr. Disrespect fan out there, this is where you go. This is the book you need to get. You need to go out to your bookstores and get them. Buy one for you, your friend, your mother, your father, your sister, your uncle, and have the whole entire family read the book.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Agreed. Because, you know, at this point, we all need content. Here's your content right here. You can't see it, but I'm holding it up. It even has this wonderful picture of him on the dust cover. It's just like epic. It has a sun setting against some palm trees reflected in his glasses. And his stubble looks very manly.
Very manly. That's a good way to put it.
Well, it does. It looks very manly. Like, the mustache, too. Like, he looks epic. Okay? He just looks epic on the cover of this book. It matches the inside of this book. I mean, just to kind of give you an excerpt of it, he's talking about buying a car.
Mm-hmm.
Step into the driver's seat, and you're in a chariot of the gods, turn the key in the ignition and watch the phoenix be reborn in a burst of flames. The engine rumbles and you feel the vibration in your loins, the earthquake in your soul, gripping the steering wheel, and you're wrestling with the bloodthirsty panther. Then you put your foot on the pedal and boom, the thunder, boom, the lightning, boom, the energy. Then you drive to the 7-Eleven for Zima and beef jerky and instead arrive at the tippity top of Mount Olympus for manna and ambrosia. Legit actual excerpt from this book.
Here's
go read it, y'all. Just go read it.
Here's another one. Here's a real-time update. This is, I would say, halfway through the book. Yeah, so I checked my aim. Here's what Nigel, the editor, wrote. By the way, he said aim. That just hits right at home. I love aim.
Aww.
Doc, I am indeed sick of all this fighting and your total lack of respect for me and everything I do for you and literature in general. I'm quitting your book and going on a 2-week vacation to Hong Kong. Forthwith, Simon & Schuster will connect you with a new punching bag, I mean editor. Yours never, Nigel the Editor. Like I said, they fight throughout the book.
It's great. It's so great.
And that's what makes Doc awesome, is because he's always combative with someone, whether it's another streamer, the people he works with, he's always combative, and that's what makes him entertaining, and that's what makes this book entertaining. Because
He did fight the Undertaker.
That is something will go down in history. But yeah, it's cool. But Doc is always good when has a, you know, a foe to bounce off of. Whether it's been Tim the Tap Man, Nick Merckx, you know, it always works. So I think everyone should go get this book. It's available March 30th at fine bookstores everywhere.
Yes.
Also, thanks to Simon & Schuster, our good friends over there, for allowing us the chance to read and review this book.
And thank you to Dr. Disrespect for writing the book.
Yes.
Even though he will probably never hear this, and he doesn't know who we are, but thank you. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate the great read. It was very entertaining. And with that, I think we're done.
Make sure you follow us on all social media, at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, Direct Radio Show on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. It's twitch.tv/WTRLive when The Rack is live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LinsWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. This has been The Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be back again very soon with another review. Till then, bye!